Welcome back in for part of our Dream Team segment here, interviewing all the Dream Team athletes in wrestling, boys basketball and girls basketball. We're going back to girls basketball now. It's senior Izzy Farrell from Fox High School. Izzy, just how we doing? And thanks very much for taking some time to speak with us.
Oh, thank you. I mean, getting this 2 years in a row is definitely a great accomplishment.
Yeah, talk about that. You're a Dream Teamer, as you mentioned, for the second year in a row in girls basketball. How did you find out? Via Twitter, or were you listening to the show, or did someone text you, or you find out at school the next day? Or tell us how you got the news that you made the Dream Team again.
You know, I wasn't able to make it last year, which is very disappointing, but I got a text from Scott Clear saying I made it again, so I was really excited about that.
Well, you talk about being disappointed. You plan on making it this year then?
Yeah, I'm definitely coming.
Awesome. Right on. We look forward to seeing you out there. Izzy, just kind of talk about this season as a whole for your team over at Fox.
You know, we lost a lot of our main scorers, seniors last year, but we had a lot of younger girls come up and definitely take their role and did an amazing job, like taking over and just doing what they were supposed to do. We had a little harder conference this year, but we came back every game just playing like it was a new game, didn't dwell on the old games if it was a win or loss, and I feel like this year was just an amazing year. A great group of girls I got to play with.
Yeah, did you feel like you kind of were able to step up and take more of a leadership role as well?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of younger girls, so I was kind of the one that they looked up to, which was pretty awesome. But like I said, I got close to all of them, and it was just a great year.
Awesome. And then Izzy, obviously for you, you can score the basketball, you can pass the basketball, but you also get a whole lot of steals. How much do you kind of pride yourself in your defensive game?
You know, I have to give credit to Coach Meeks because it's all he talks about and works with us at practice, so I can't take all the credit. Definitely him who has helped me through all the years getting better and better at defense.
Yeah, and speaking of through the years, obviously from your time as a freshman to what you are now as a senior, how did you see yourself grow throughout those four years as a player?
You know, I used to be a really shy kid. I never really talked on the floor, but getting older and keep playing the game, I got a little more talkative, been able to kind of talk to my team and tell them like what's going on since I'm the point guard, so I'm up at the top of the key, and just getting like close to all the group. Like, I got to play so many good groups of girls. Each year was a different team for me. I never got to play with all the exact same girls, so like being able to play a different style game every single year was just awesome.
Yeah, you mentioned starting to be more vocal versus at the beginning where you weren't as vocal. Was that something that kind of just clicked for you one year or one moment, or did it kind of just happen over time where you just kind of got more and more comfortable as you experienced playing basketball?
You know, coming up as a freshman on varsity was definitely a little nerve-wracking. I mean, I've played with girls, I've been playing forever, and it was like I was a little freshman coming up, but it kind of clicked. Just keep on playing and playing, it just kind of clicked to me.
And second Dream Teamer from Fox as well this year. Tony Pisoni was a Dream Teamer on the football team, too. How cool is that to see Fox getting represented here on the Dream Team?
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then Izzy, for you, I know you're undecided on what college you know you're going to go to and whatnot, but is the plan to still play some basketball?
Yep, definitely playing.
You have any idea what you're interested in studying?
I was thinking nursing, but I'm still a little undecided on exactly what for sure I'm going
to
do.
No, okay. Just trying to enjoy the rest of that senior year then, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, Izzy, for you, obviously, basketball has come to an end, and we talked about how you grew in those 4 years. What are going to be some of your most fond memories at Fox playing basketball?
You know, being able to break, like, these records was definitely awesome, and getting to play, like I said, with a whole new group of girls every year was just amazing. And I literally made like sisters pretty much. They're like my best friends. I still talk to half of them, and it's just awesome.
That's terrific. And you mentioned the records. For those that don't know, you broke the scoring record for the whole Fox C6 school district. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now tell me what that was like. What type of experience was that when that happened?
You know, it was our senior night game when it happened. And I needed the like 9 points to get it, and I was just like ready to play, and I hit it within like the first like 3 minutes, and it was awesome.
Oh, you didn't waste
the crowd was going nuts. It was just awesome.
Yeah, you didn't waste any time then. You got it done quick.
No.
Got it out of the way.
Yeah.
And Izzy, you talk about the crowd and the atmosphere. Was it even more special, the fact that it happened for you on senior night?
Yes, it was. We had definitely a bigger group come to the senior night because they want to come out and support all of us, and definitely having everyone around was just awesome.
Has the impact kind of hit you yet, knowing that, wow, I'm the all-time leading scorer in the whole school district, or is it still kind of settling in at this point?
You know, I think it's still kind of settling in. I mean, definitely wouldn't be able to hit it with the great coaches I've had and all the teammates I've ever played with.
And then for you going forward, you know, how would you like to be remembered at Fox as an athlete?
I would just like to be remembered as Izzy Farrell.
As Izzy Farrell. Hey, I like that. That's really simple and great. So, you know, that might be one of the better answers I've heard. Good stuff. And then, Izzy, just whoever's helped you along the way, anybody you want to say thanks to or anything of that nature that helped you become a Dream Teamer not once but 2 years in a row?
Definitely my parents and my whole family. They've been supportive through all the years I've been playing basketball. And to all the coaches, AAU coaches that I've been coached by, Scott Clear, Coach Meeks, and definitely all the girls that I've got to play with.
Hey, Izzy, congratulations yet again on being a Dream Team athlete for the second year in a row in girls basketball. We look forward to seeing you at North County on April 9th.
Thank you.
That's senior Izzy Farrell from the Fox Warriors girls basketball program joining us here on Regional Radio as part of our Dream Team interview segment.